Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, every Tuesday afternoon, I try to learn how to live well from somebody who has mastered it or maybe taken up some sort of sport or activity or pastime that helps them to improve their life or livelihood in some little way. Today, I'm chatting to the president of GAA Handball, Conor McDonald, who's with me to tell me all about sport. Conor, how are you? How are things?
I'm good, Andrea.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us here.
You're just off the back of a busy few weeks.
Yeah, we're just after having the World Championships in our four world handball code, and we had 2,000 matches in 20 venues in Leinster over 9 weeks. It's unbelievable. Like, I mean, people from all over the world, five different countries, Canada, America, Mexico, Japan. Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's something that is quite big beyond the Emerald Isle as well as a sport.
Oh, yes. I suppose there are many clubs in, I suppose, 30 countries across the world, but we have different codes. So in this time we had the four-wall code, and we had people from seven different countries.
When you are selling, if you want to put it like that, handball to people, how do you describe it?
Well, I suppose our ethos would be any ball, any wall. It's a simple analogy, you know. I suppose I can go back to my early years when I was 4, 5, 6 years of age, hitting the ball against the gable of Brian McNiff's house in Bundoran down the station road. And
yeah,
that got me somewhat addicted.
Like, how big was the sport? I'm trying to think, obviously, you're from the same area as I am. I never really knew much about handball then.
See, down, I suppose, there was an old alley at the bridge in Bundoran, but it's where the new water treatment plant is. But I suppose the nearest one, that hasn't been used since the 50s. So in Ballyshannon, down the estuary there, there's down the Mall, there's a fantastic three-wall facility there. And the view is absolutely brilliant.
In the location. But is it a sport, though, that just tends to be much more prominent in certain counties than others?
Well, there are some very good counties. Like, you can take, for in our big court, like you're down Wexford, Kilkenny would be very big. And then you can, in our four-wall court, you can go to Tyrone, Clare. There is some fantastic groups of people running fantastic clubs all over the country, you know, but not in every province. There is so much activity going on.
Would you say it's similar to volleyball, if you're explaining it novice?
I suppose the easiest way to describe it is it's similar to squash without a racket. Only in our four-wall court, we use the ceiling. It's like a closed box.
Yeah. Is it a team sport?
Singles and doubles, primarily.
Singles and doubles. It obviously comes then without the rough and tumble, I assume.
Well, the rough and tumble, like, I mean, there's gamesmanship, and there's it's a non-contact sport, but there's still gamesmanship in it, and you know, it's about winning that match. You know, there is participation, but if you're in a competition like last week, you know, mind games, tactics, timeouts, psychology, it all comes into the equation.
Yeah, incredibly fast moving.
Very fast moving. You need to be very agile to play in both the four ball and the wall ball. The 60 by 30, our traditional code, would be more a strength game because of the size of the alley.
Something you can take up in later life, or is it something you really need to have the knack of from a young age?
Well, I think primarily you lose a lot of your potential the later in life that you take it up. But I mean, we have, you know, people from under 11s, and in the recent championships, you have people in their over 80s playing in the 75s bracket. So you can play at any stage. You know, we have, mothers and others and dads and lads and social handball happening in parishes and community centres and clubs all over Ireland.
Yeah, so if you just want to get involved, even from a social perspective or...
Yeah, it doesn't have to be
increased fitness.
Competitive. I mean, it's like our Open champion there from Sunday, Paul Brady. He was asked, why did he come out of retirement? He said he found that he was putting on the weight, and that was his reason to come back.
Yeah, to come back and get involved. Give us a sort of a basic explainer of the rules then, Conor.
Well, the rules, I suppose if I talk about the four-wall court, you have to hit the ball over the short line. You hit it off the front ball, crossing the short line, the back line, and there is a back wall in that, and you can take the ball off the back wall. You can use all four walls, including the ceiling, in that game. So it's just a matter of, like squash, and just getting the ball across the line, but making sure that when you return it, it hits the front wall before it hits the floor, You can use any of the other walls or ceilings to do that.
Listeners wondering about the typical injuries one sustains.
Oh, typical injuries. I suppose if you talk about our traditional game that's played in the concrete courts, many of us would have lost or torn knuckles by hitting off a concrete wall. I mean, you can have injuries like from hamstrings, calf muscles, you know, obviously tennis elbow, you know, shoulder injuries from playing up to the ceiling. Excuse me.
Yeah, and all the sort of typically tends to go with that. Mm. Like over the years, Conor, what have you found? What did you get out of it?
I think I have found that, you know, there's a handball family right across the globe, and no matter where you go, you can play handball. You can go like, you know, America, Canada. There are clubs. There are, you go to Japan, like I mentioned, there are people all over and they're dying to meet you, dying to talk about their game and where they played and where can I play in my native country. Yeah. And it's just a big family of people that enjoy their sport.
That are into it. Obviously the World Championships, as you mentioned at the weekend, so you probably met a lot of those kind of faces from across the globe.
I met an awful lot of people there. And like I said, I would know a lot of them from having travelled to America and Canada in recent years. And, you know, it's heartening to see people, the same people coming back and enjoying the fact that this is our centenary year and the fact that it is the biggest ever standalone handball event ever held. And it was held so successfully, thankfully, due to our volunteers. It's like a bug. Everyone gets into it.
The backbone of any sort of social organisation. And if people are looking to get involved, Conor, where can they find out, you know, details of their local club or organisation meeting?
You can go on to the GAA Handball website, and in each province there is a find my club, and you can look at it. You can find your nearest club there. And we actually had a professor on, Ryan, that completed a 17-year project this year for our centenary year, mapping all the old clubs, those clubs that you see at crossroads right across Ireland and in different areas, fields. She has them all mapped on an interactive map and launched that project only a matter of weeks ago.
Fantastic. Well, listen, continued success. Thanks a million for joining us here today on the show. Conor McDonald, as I said, president of GAA Handball.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.